From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United Nations says the Syrian ceasefire is holding, but humanitarian aid poses a problem. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go at any time to Syria's northern city of Aleppo and other areas where people are badly in need of aid, but they are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. These deliveries are part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by the United States and Russia and which went into effect on Monday. Special UN envoy Stefan de Mistura says the aid is ready to be delivered under terms of the agreement.
The convoys, which are ready, 40 trucks, 20 are ready and waiting for this, will be sealed, and once they move, they will not be harassed, they will not be investigated, and they will be moving through that road all the way to eastern Aleppo.
De Mistura said the agreement remains a potential game changer for the conflict in Syria, which is in its sixth year, but he expressed frustration at the lack of aid delivery, saying there's no excuse for the delay. Fellow UN envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva he hopes the deliveries can be made to Aleppo on Friday. When armed conflicts or political instability send people fleeing from countries across the world, children leave behind not only their homes, but also, in many cases, their education. That's the focus of a new report Thursday from the UN Refugee Agency, which says 3.7 million children under its mandate do not have access to school. Situation gets worse as kids get older, dropping from 50% at primary school age to 22% at secondary school age. This is VOA News. The de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, met Thursday with leaders from the U.S. Congress a day after President Barack Obama announced the government is prepared to lift economic sanctions against her country. The Myanmar leader is likely trying to persuade the key members of Congress that this is the right time to lift economic sanctions. She expressed her reasoning for that as she met with President Obama at the White House Wednesday.
Unity also needs prosperity, because people, when they have to fight over limited resources, forget that standing together is important.
However, after a breakfast meeting with some congressional leaders, influential Republican Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker put out a statement saying, while we certainly appreciate the work Aung San Suu Kyi has done to ensure a democratic transition in Burma, I'm somewhat appalled, he said, by her dismissive reaction to concerns I raised this morning about the problem of human trafficking in her country. Journalists from Hong Kong say they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the violent crackdown on protesters in the small fishing village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Ming Pao, a liberal Hong Kong newspaper, both reported that employees of the newspapers were assaulted and subsequently detained Wednesday night while attempting to interview villagers about the protest. The reporters were inside a villager's house when police kicked in the door and forced them to kneel on the ground. One journalist said a reporter was punched in the stomach, while another was slapped twice in the face. A former member of a Philippines death squad told senators in Manila Thursday that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte was serving as mayor of Davao City. While he was that mayor, shot and killed an employee of the Justice Department and ordered the deaths of more than 1,000 people over the past 25 years. The hitman, Edgar Matabato, said during a Senate hearing he was one of several policemen on a death squad that took orders from Duterte. Matabato said he personally killed about 50 people using various methods that included feeding one man to an alligator and burning others. Went on to describe an incident in 1993 where his hit squad encountered a Justice Department agent who tried to stop them from carrying out a mission. The encounter escalated into a gun battle that ended with Duterte's executing the agent, according to Matabato. He said Mayor Duterte was the one who finished him off. Jamasola, the Justice Department official, was still alive when Duterte arrived. He emptied two Uzi magazines on him, he said. Duterte has long been accused of being behind the death squad in Davao.
That's the latest world news from VOA.